Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. Jeff's a longtime Brain Trust member. He is one of the things he does when he joins us is introduce some new reviews, some new ideas on technology. Jeff, as you know, is the Chief Home Officer. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. An award-winning entrepreneurial expert and journalist. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've got a lot of new stuff out there that's really creating, disruption.
Right.
For the PC industry.
Right.
The personal computer industry.
Right.
PC sales are way down because of the notebooks. My smartphone, I now have an iPad 5. And it's almost replacing my iPad.
Right.
You know, I mean the Wall Street Journal app for my iPhone is better than the outstanding app for my iPad.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's crazy.
Well, it's
and
it's,
so that's putting pressure on the PCs. But another step down from that are the notebooks, right?
Right, absolutely. And we've seen, you know, we started with laptops, and there were times when you know, laptop computers were literally that, as big or bigger than your lap. And many people use them as a desktop. You know, eventually they began using them as a desktop replacement, which means they would plug them into a docking station.
That's what I use. I've been
there
using
it
for years and years.
So you have
that's all we have here.
You have a separate keyboard. You use the desktop monitor, and that becomes the laptop. Becomes the brains of your
That's right.
system. So
my laptop is my horse.
Yeah.
It's my workhorse.
There's no reason why
and
not.
It goes wherever. And if you see me, it's not very far away.
Yeah, with the many gigabytes and processing power that it has, and gigabytes of storage.
But some of these new notebooks are not really even full-on laptops, right?
They're notebooks. They're much smaller. They're not designed to be the workhorse. They're designed to be portable. They're designed to be used on travel.
They're more internet devices, aren't they?
Well, what we're seeing now, and that's a good question, because what we're seeing now is the concept, for example, Google came out with an operating system called Chrome operating system,
mm-hmm.
and so that led to a concept called the Chromebook. And the Chromebook, although it's designed and manufactured by, you know, all the major manufacturers, HP has them, and, mm-hmm. and a number of others are manufacturing what are called Chromebooks. They're simple yet somewhat powerful. They're light. They're kind of small, although I've seen them with.
They have a full QWERTY keyboard, though, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, it's a notebook computer.
Isn't so that? But it's not really. It doesn't have the hard drive capability as a.
Has storage. It's not going to manage a lot of the different functions that you would want.
And it's not going to have a CD player in it.
It does not have. It will not
multimedia
run.
Multimedia kind of thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. It manages far less hardware than others may manage. What it really is designed to do is bring lightweight portability, internet access.
Right.
Because, you know, think about who the manufacturer, or not the manufacturer, but the operating system is created by Google.
Right.
And Google, for many users out there, you know, the Google sort of environment includes things like Gmail and Calendar and now Google Docs and different applications you use that are all Google-based
based on the Google cloud. It's a cloud device. Yeah.
Exactly. So
and
really what it's designed to do, ideally, is to be connected to the Internet so that you can access your documents online.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that if you don't use Google, if you use something else, you still, you know, you can't load in Microsoft Office because it won't accept that. It doesn't take, you know, external software and applications for the most part, unless they're Google. But Google's now delivering them all
in
by the cloud.
In the same way that the iPad doesn't allow any new devices, any new programs in its.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't allow that.
But this is. Would you say a notebook is for the people who need a little more processing capability? Than a tablet gives them?
Well, here's the deal. I wrote about somebody who had originally years ago bought a, and this is going back like 7 years, 8 years ago, mm-hmm. had purchased a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. And I said, and it actually was longer than that because it was, it was when it was still a novel concept to have one, so it was probably a decade or more.
Right.
And he said, look, I didn't buy this to run my business. I just need to be able to access and respond to email from the road. So if you have a tablet, I don't know that you're really running your business from a tablet, although you can get keyboard plugins and you can
keyboard. Exactly. I've got a keyboard in my tablet, yeah.
But the point is, this is a laptop. This is a mm-hmm. this is a notebook, but it's a full on computer that you can do almost everything that you would do on any other computer.
But you've got to be prepared to work in the cloud.
You have to be prepared to work in the cloud.
Your hard drive is in the cloud.
Exactly. And so, for example, for those who use Google Docs, you can work local mm-hmm. without a cloud. Next time you log in, it's going to sync with your cloud.
But
Docs.
If you want to develop a PowerPoint presentation on a Google a Chromebook, a notebook, you probably can't do that.
Well, you're going to use their presenter application
because
they have it. And
that's what I'm saying. Whereas with a regular laptop, you've got the ability to put lots of different kinds of programs. So that's just something to think about. Who makes them? Google makes one. Who else?
Well, you know what? Many of the major manufacturers that you would see out there, whether it's the likes of
you can get them at your cell phone company.
You can.
They have them.
Any major, most major retailers carry them as well.
Right. Hey, Jeff, good job. Thanks for being here. Well done.
It's always great.
See you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jeff joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.